Morning Ireland, 9 minutes to nine now. And in the United States, the first TV debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump takes place on CNN tonight. The two men will face each other for 90 minutes on a stage in the swing state of Georgia. Our New York-based global security reporter Yvonne Murray has been telling me about the preparations for tonight's big showdown.
President Biden has been holed up at the presidential retreat of Camp David in Maryland for nearly a week. And we understand that there is a mock-up of a debate stage there, and aides have been flying in from all over the country to run the president through strategies for tonight. This really is Biden's debate to lose, of course, if he slips up. He is the incumbent. He'll have to defend his record, to allay fears about his age, and of course to try and deliver a knockout blow to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, on the other hand, he's known to hate debate prep. He resists it at every turn. Nevertheless, he is apparently down in Mar-a-Lago, his resort. He's doing some informal prep. But his team have their work cut out. Donald Trump is the very embodiment of a loose cannon. As we know, there's no telling what he might decide to say on stage. Of course, for some voters, that irreverence, that willingness to upend the rules is part of his appeal.
Now, what are CNN, they're the hosts for tonight's debate. What are they doing to try and keep some order on it and avoid the chaos of the debates we saw in 2020?
Yeah, it is different to the last time these two men went head to head in 2020. First of all, there's no live studio audience this time to feed off. And that will make a big difference to the atmosphere. They also have to stand for the 90 minutes behind the podiums. There are just two commercial breaks during that time. And the microphone of one candidate will be muted when the other is talking. So we won't get a repeat of that 2020 debate when Trump famously kept interrupting Biden so much that Biden famously and suddenly snapped and said, "Will you shut up, man?" That's unlikely to happen this time.
And Yvonne, the importance of these debates, a lot of Americans have made up their mind. It's a hard election for people to be neutral about. The impact they will have, apart from the television spectacle.
Well, that's it. These are known quantities, aren't they? You know, a former president going up against a current president. That hasn't happened before. What it means is that people know who you're dealing with. Now, good for each candidate in terms of their support base. And like you say, they've already made up their minds. But really, at the center here are the crucial swing voters. And in most elections, it's very tight. The Republicans and the Democrats are pretty evenly split. But this is particularly close this year. We're talking about a really small number of American voters. Some people I've spoken to, they put it at between 5 and 8%, roughly 400,000 to 500,000 people out of a voting population of 200 million. Those are the people who will make a difference, the so-called undecideds. And you know, that's the problem for the candidates in this close election. Some are very deeply disappointed that they've ended up with these two men, one aged 81, another aged 78, as their candidates. And we have this growing phenomenon here of what they call the double haters, the people who don't like Biden and they don't like Trump either. And that might mean they might not turn out on election day.
So get the popcorn out of Yvonne Murray there talking about tonight's CNN debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It's 5 to 9.